This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. In the contest for seats in Colorado's congressional delegation, incumbents raised a lot of money in the latest fundraising quarter, but it was a challenger that brought in the most, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
That challenger is Eileen Laubacher, a retired Rear Admiral who's hoping to win the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Lauren Boebert in the 4th District. Laubacher raised almost $2 million. That dwarfs Boebert's $137,000 second quarter haul. Republican Gabe Evans raised almost $840,000. He's defending a swing seat, while Jeff Hurd raised $762,000. Their fellow Republican in the House, Jeff Crank, had a lower fundraising quarter, pulling in $280,000. He was outraised by one of his Democratic challengers, Jessica Killen, who brought in almost three times that in a day. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Officials in Pueblo want to remind people of water safety and the importance of wearing a life jacket. A new city ordinance requires them at the new water park on the Arkansas River. Joe Servi is with Pueblo Water, which built the attraction.
You know, per Colorado law and municipal code, life jackets are required. And, you know, people see the river and they stand in it up to their knees and they don't think much of it. But, you know, the river's got undercurrent. And so safety is just a paramount.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, highs in the 80s this afternoon, and then it gets warmer from there and up into the 90s for Friday and the weekend. Grand Junction in the mid-90s today with smoke in the air and a chance for rain this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.